Bank of Curtis, this is Tina.
Hey, this is from the Charlotte Mexican restaurant.
Yes,
you said in the form it's not right, right?
Right.
We sent it and it's not right. Oh, could you tell
Listen.
Me?
Yeah, I can tell you everything. Listen, first time you've sent me 4, 11, 25 pages, right? Okay, if you will look further, page 6, 7, 8, one of them should be K1, which lists your business and you as the owner and says what is your percentage in the ownership. Can you look at it?
You mean the form 1125?
K,
right?
No, 1120.
1120, okay.
So go over this form. It should be K1.
Okay. You mean the schedule K, is it right? Under the 1120, the schedule K?
What? I'm sorry.
Because I saw the first page. I already sent the first page for you.
No, yes. I don't need first page. I need K1.
It's under the form 1120, right?
Right, but you've sent me 5 pages, but that's further. It's on page probably 9 or 8. Just look further.
Okay, page 9 or 8.
No,
okay.
I'm not sure. Not sure which page.
Okay.
Just look through pages, and it has to be K1, and it has to be K1 on you, and K1 on your husband, or, like he said, it's only on you.
Okay, let me find the what's the schedule K.
Not schedule K, it's K1. And it has your name on it and your business, both.
Okay, you mean the form K1. Okay, here, I saw the, okay, I checked the the business. It's no business tax return, right?
Yes, it's on business tax return. It has to be there. Okay. Otherwise, you cannot report your taxes.
I think it should be here, but I'm not an accountant. I don't know what's the
You don't have to be an accountant. Do you have your taxes, the full package of your taxes?
Oh, no. I own a business tax. It's on my hands.
1120. Did you find 1120?
Okay. Yes.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I got
form
1120.
1120. Then go page by page. After
Page one is like all the business. Okay. You got in the page two.
Then go. Okay.
The page two is like schedule C. Then agricultural corporation.
Okay.
Then
schedule
page
C.
Three. Huh?
You have a proprietorship, right?
Yeah,
you have schedule C. It's a sole proprietorship.
You mean the schedule C?
You have form 1120 or not? Do you see 1120?
Yeah, it's 1120 form, 1120.
Okay, then next 1120 one is schedule C.
Okay, the 1120 in the first page is the U.S. Corporation Income Tax Return, right?
Okay,
then
wonderful. Okay, go next
it's
page.
From the...
Okay,
uh-huh.
go next page. What next page says?
Okay, on the personal on the page 2, it said form 1120, 2015.
Okay, 3, 4, 5. Go to page 6.
Page 6, right? Okay, now page 3 is here. Page 4. Page 5.
What's
okay.
on page 5?
Oh.
What's on page 5?
Okay, now page 5 is the schedule L.
Okay,
schedule
next.
M1. Schedule
okay,
M2.
Next. Next page.
Next one? Okay. The next one, we don't have that. We just have page 5.
Okay, what's the next page?
Next page is 2015 from L-O, I-L-O, 1120.
Okay, next page. Go to next page.
The next one is the step 2. Just follow this one. Illinois, 1120.
It's strange. It's very strange. Okay. Do you have your articles of incorporation?
Articles?
Yeah, what you filed with the state of Illinois. Articles of incorporation. It's not in Texas. It's what you filed with the state of Illinois.
State of Illinois? I have no idea. What's this one? It's corporation income, right?
No, it's absolutely different. It has nothing to do with taxes. You cannot find your K-1. What can I do? It has to be there, but I cannot help you because I don't have all the pages. I don't know what your accountant did, but K-1 is the regular. It has to be there. But not in state. Yeah, but it's not in state. It's in federal tax return. Do you have articles of incorporation, your document for the corporation?
How about I just send all the... Is it okay for you? Because I don't know which one it is. I just put in all the
schedules. Can you listen to me, please? Can you listen to
mm-hmm.
me? Okay. Leave alone these taxes for now. Leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have articles of incorporation? What did you file with the state of Illinois when you opened the incorporation?
Okay,
who did it for you?
Okay. Would you hold on a second?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. So, we don't get it. What do you say? So we try to figure out.
Okay, I understand. So,
uh-huh.
Listen. I need one of two documents or both of them. I either need K-1. That's a form in the taxes, which shows the name of the corporation, or what the corporation is, and her name as the owner with a percentage of ownership and how much she made in this corporation for the year. What you emailed to me didn't
mm-hmm.
have K-1.
Mm-hmm.
Form K-1 was not one of the pages. But
so,
if she cannot find K-1, she
mm-hmm.
she should have articles of incorporation. When she filed with the state of Illinois, or some attorney
mm-hmm.
filed for her with the state
so
of
the
Illinois.
Personal, it's a personal, right?
No,
it's a personal
taxes. Can you listen to me, please? It has nothing to do with taxes. This is the corporations
okay.
now we are talking about. That's a corporation's document.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You should have articles
okay.
of incorporation on corporation.
Okay. What about, and my husband, he's in the restaurant right now, and... if we really cannot figure out, we can call our accounting. Maybe she knows
right.
better than we do.
Right.
And
right. Wait, you can call your accountant and ask her about Form K-1. We need Form K-1 from taxes, and we need articles of incorporation. I don't know who did it for you, but someone filed. If you have a corporation, it means you filed it with the state of Illinois Secretary of State.
Okay.
And someone filed it.
Okay.
So you you should have the copy of articles of incorporation. Any corporation has it. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Okay. Yeah, Lena. And here is Anna. I'm going to call my husband and let him call the accounting. And we're going to figure out, and we try to and give it to you, whatever you need. And
absolutely.
We will find that out.
So it's
Thank you very much.
Listen, it's not complicated. It's a very basic form, which any corporation has. And any tax return, otherwise you couldn't file taxes without K-1 when you have a corporation. You understand?
Okay, I understand
so
that.
Your so your accountant should have it.
Okay.
Did you write down what I need? Did you write down what I need?
Just give me a second, okay? Just write it down and just give me a second, okay? We're going to try to write it down. Okay?
Yeah, please write it down so you would know exactly what I need.
Okay, I'm right on it. I got the pen.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
K, like Kate. K, just letter K. Dash 1. It should be K-1 on her. And probably on her husband. I'm not sure he said that he... put everything on her, 100%. If it's 100% on her, then it's just 1K1. If it's 50-50, it should be 2K1s.
Okay.
And articles of incorporation.
I'm sorry. What's in the incorporation?
Articles. Articles, like article in a paper. Articles of incorporation.
Article in a corporation. Okay.
Articles of incorporation. Articles. A, R like Richard, T like Tom. Articles. Okay? You got it, right?
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay,
so
that's it,
please find out how I needed to prove the ownership because we cannot get who's the owner of the restaurant. Who is the legal owner? I understand that you all guys owners, but I need to know who is the legal owner. And the legal owner is the person who's on K-1 or on articles of incorporation. You got it?
Okay. I got it.
Wonderful.
Got it.
Thank you
very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let me know if you have any problems. I can explain to your accountant or to anybody. This is the very basic forms, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.